This was a main meal.
No, I'm going on to another question.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Go batter again, please.
Batter round things, stack of them with syrup and butter.
Pancakes.
Okay. Any other names for pancakes?
I want to say hoe cake. But I think that's something different.
What do you think it is?
A hoe cake, I think, is a biscuit the size of a frying pan.
Is it made with wheat flour?
No.
What's it made with?
White flour.
Okay.
I think that's a hoe cake.
Not with cornmeal.
No.
All right. And well, for pancakes, then that's the only name.
Flapjacks.
Does that come naturally to you?
Mm-hmm. I was raised with that.
Well, you were raised with flapjacks, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, if you went to the store to buy 2 watts of flour, a measurement, a weight, a little sack of flour would be 2.
Are you looking for pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd pounds.
Be, yes, and what do you put in bread to make it rise, not baking powder or
yeast.
Yeast. Yeah. The inside part of the egg.
Yolk.
And what color is it?
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled.
Boiled what?
Eggs.
Uh-huh. And if you crack them...
Dummy.
Let them fall out of the shell, what do you call that?
What?
They're cooked in hot water, but not in the shell. You crack them and...
Poached.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to say eggs this time. Just once is enough. Let's see. Fat salt pork. What would you call that? Or pork that you boil with greens.
Sow's belly.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Salt pork.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose it has a good deal of lean in it.
Strict lean.
Suppose it doesn't have any lean.
Fat back.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's see, then, if you cut the side of a hog, what's that?
What do you mean, cut the side of a hog?
All I know is that it says here. I guess it's that section of meat.
Bacon?
All right.
Is that where bacon comes from?
I think so. And so, bacon is...
That is the side that's...
Do you call
it long ways,
bacon,
it?
Whether it's already sliced or not? You still say bacon? If you buy it in the store and it's already sliced thin, then you'd say...
Bacon.
And suppose it were just a slab.
Yeah.
What?
I would still call it bacon, I don't know.
Okay. And what's the outside edge of the bacon that you can't chew when you have to cut it off?
Rind.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of spiced meat that comes in?
Oh, the fat bag can be fried and it has the rind. It's really good. You can chew on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had fried fat back?
Seems to me I have. Not lately.
Used to get it, Mama used to cook it with, whenever she would fix boiled cabbage, she'd always fry fat back to go with it.
Yeah, my remembrance is that it's too salty.
It's good, yeah. It's very salty.
Okay, let's see. The meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Link sausage.
All right. And then the man who sells meat in the store.
Butcher.
All right. And if the meat has been kept too long, it's...
Old.
Or if it's worse than that.
Rotten.
Or... Meat or milk or anything that's...
Floured.
Or...
A
child who'd been badly brought up is... With no manners. Always got in his way.
Spoiled.
Yep, okay. Let's see. After you butcher...
Why was that so hard for me to...
Because you were thinking along another channel, you know.
Okay.
Let's see. If after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sausage.
Did you ever hear of souse?
Oh, is that where that comes from? Yes.
I guess.
I love souse meat.
Uh-huh. You'd call it souse meat.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever hear it called hogshead cheese?
No.
I guess not. You know it was from the hogshead. You don't love it anymore, huh?
No,
sorry,
I've had souse meat before.
Uh-huh. And let's see. Did you ever hear of a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Mm-mm. How about using hog blood?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever take the juice from souse and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe hog meat and cook it, and later, when it got cold, slice it and fry it?
Once again?
Let's see, the juice from head cheese or liver sausage or something or other, and you stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it, and later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it.
No. What is that?
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
Well,
that's what I've never heard of.
Scrapple, okay. Let's see, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, it would be...
That's one thing we never did. I don't know. What is it called from butter?
Rancid, do you know that term?
Yeah.
What?
Rancid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it being used with butter, though.
What would you use it for?
That seems to be a term applied to meat.
Mm. All right, yeah, it is used for meat also. And our tape is about to run out on this side, too. What would you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Buttermilk.